There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We're going to speak to another company this morning looking to disrupt the status quo through technology-based service. Truckin looks to connect clients with shippers and truckers through an online platform, offering what it calls logistics on demand. We have the CEO, JD Dalmier, with us now. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Give me the quick elevator pitch for Truckin. Truckin with no G. What exactly are you offering?
Sure. So, logistics industry, if you see throughout the Middle East, it's pretty fragmented. The transporters, the shippers, you know, they are large, medium, small transporters, and they are like, you know, hundreds of thousands of independent truckers as well. And the system is very, very inefficient in terms of how the business happens today. And, we figured out there was a big gap in the market and how we could improvise it, make the market much more transparent and efficient with the use of technology and operations and bringing in professionalism into the business is what we are trying to do.
So who do you see as your natural customers?
All the customers, all the enterprises from small, medium enterprises to large enterprises, whoever requires, you know, cargo movement, whether it's locally or whether it's, you know, across the border, are all our customers.
Do you see this disrupting people's permanent supply chains, or do you see this more for one-off movements?
Actually, I would like to point out that I don't see ourselves as a disruptor. You know, disruptor is a very loosely used word. Now everyone wants to disrupt something or the other. We call ourselves as an enabler. We are a facilitator. What happens is we are another marketing arm for some of the largest transporters. We are, you know, connecting independent truck drivers with customers directly. We, with the use of technology, bringing in much more efficiency, you know, we can organize so many things in this logistics space is what we are off to. So we don't see ourselves, you know, really disrupting anything, but much more enabling, facilitating things.
You are reminding me, though, of a company that we spoke to back in January called slightly confusingly Truckr, that is again also an app-based technology business looking to link up independent truck drivers mainly with customers. They've been going since the beginning of the year. I mean, presumably you looked at who else was operating in the space. Did you see yourselves as fundamentally different to Truckr?
See, I think logistics industry, again, it's a very lucrative industry. If you see globally, there are multiple startups trying to organize this sector. And it's not one of the most easiest sector to, you know, organize. It's a formidable task to, to scale up because the industry is so fragmented. So, you know, having more people doing the same thing or, you know, similar offerings with, you know, everyone trying to build up their own niche is a revalidation of the market opportunity which exists there. But, you know, without commenting on anyone else, we like to focus on our own product, on our business model. We almost started like, you know, almost 20 months ago with me and my partner sitting in Saudi Arabia, you know, figuring out what were the gaps in the market. We had a lot of chat with several entrepreneurs, several owners who own like multiple businesses across the region and who have tremendous logistics requirement. And during the course of our discussion, the theme which was pretty common was, you know, how inefficient that system used to be from the shipper's perspective. But then to revalidate, we spent a lot of time on the ground in Saudi Arabia, in UAE, and the rest of the GCC as well, speaking to a lot of transporters, because the product has to be the win-win, you know, from the shipper's perspective, from the transporter's perspective, and also from the independent truck driver's perspective as well. And that's how we developed our business model.
When I first saw that we were going to be talking to a company called Truckin this morning, it cast my mind back to the early 70s when there was a phrase, keep on trucking, T-U-R-C-K-I-N apostrophe, and there was a picture of a man with a long leg sticking out and walking, and everyone said, oh, just keep on trucking. And it was a sort of bit of a catchphrase, and you are T-U-R-K-K-I-N-G. Were you inspired at all by that poster? I know you've seen it, but were you inspired by it?
Not really, but it's one of those, you know, words which would come to you very easily. So we are just T-R-U-K-K-I-N,
yeah.
So not G. And, you know, just the name just came about. You know, we were just brainstorming. We looked at several things, what we could think about. Obviously, you know, we went to 1,000 names before we finalized this one. And just happened to be, you know, a sheer coincidence.
So from the idea to putting it into practice, what made the difference? How did you decide, yes, this is a goer?
Sure. So, as I said, you know, 18 to 20 months ago, we were sitting in one of the offices back in Saudi Arabia with my partner. And, you know, there was really the meeting of minds.
But I guess really what I'm saying is the meetings of minds is one thing. That's the sort of the progenitor for the whole project. But how did you decide, yes, we can get enough money to get this going?
Sure. And that's what we revalidated the idea. We wanted to make sure some of the things which we see as there is a gap in the market. Is there really that? And that's where when we started spending a lot of time on the ground, you know, researching, meeting with, you know, companies, big, small, medium-sized companies across, you know, UAE and Saudi Arabia, meeting with a lot of large transporters, medium-sized transporters. I personally was spending a lot of time on the ground meeting with, you know, independent truck drivers. And a lot of these drivers are from, you know, the subcontinent, from the India, Pakistan. So I could speak their language, get them, you know, talking to me, make them comfortable, and really understanding what are their pain points, you know, how the business is done. And the fact is, you know, today they have been dependent on a lot of people in the middle where, you know, and by the time you reach the customer, all their margins are kind of chopped off, right? So the person who's actually doing the hard work doesn't really get, you know, what he should get. And then again, technology is very, very premature in commercial logistics. So we thought, you know, how we can use logistics, you know, experience in terms of operations and, you know, tie it up with technology and improvise the lives for both customers, from transporters and truck drivers.
What kind of investment has gone into the company so far?
See, we are a private company, so I wouldn't like to disclose the number, but you know, all the money has been spent by me and my partner. We have significant interest from a lot of entrepreneurs. As we said, you know, from the very beginning, we the whole concept kind of evolved with the blessing of, you know, a lot of local entrepreneurs in Saudi Arabia and UAE. So there are a lot of people who run multiple businesses here who have a lot of interest in this, who are mentoring us, backing us.
And where are you today?
We launched back in May. Mm-hmm. We wanted to make sure we cross all the T's and dot the I's, you know, before we go big, before scaling up. I think we are ready for that. We have seen a positive response with our product in Dubai. We have already gone operational and tried it out in Saudi Arabia. And so far, it's been all very positive. And I think we'll be ready to scale it up in the next few months.
So as I understand it, I would put my needs through the app after registering and people would pitch for it, basically bid, and I would choose a company to use. How does the payment part of it work, and where do you take your slice?
So we are a transaction fee model. We work on a couple of different based models. One is a marketplace model, one is a contract model. You know, so as an individual or as a company who has a small or ad hoc cargo movement requirement, they could come onto our platform, register. There's a verification process for both for companies and for the fleet owners and truck drivers. They would come in, they would register with us. Then they could put the requirement out on the application. It's going to go out to the network of transporters who are registered and verified with us. And they will be able to, you know, pitch for the business and connect with you directly.
Yeah, I just brought the site up, trucking.com.
Sure.
T-U-R-K-K-I-N.
Sure.
And it's divided into two halves. Left half, are you a shipper? Place your order on Trucker. Order. Are you a trucker? Discover loads across the Middle East, drive. So it's very simple, sort of a buyer or seller sort of relationship.
So we spend a lot of time, you know, developing the architecture of the business model, the flow of the business model. You know, the idea was really to create something which is user-friendly, which is, you know, multilingual, because you would see our website and our apps are also multilingual because, you know, English, Hindi, Urdu, Arabic, because we are cutting across all kinds of, you know, target market in GCC. So it is a simple platform where, you know, one could simply come in, put in the request, get the pitch from, you know, a network of transporters and, you know, be able to do the business.
How much is your fee?
Sorry?
How much is your fee?
See, we do not have a cookie cutter model where we say, okay, it's only 1%, 2% or 10%. You know, it depends upon what's out there in the market, right? What we do assure companies is that we bring their prices down, we make it very much competitive, but at the same time, the transporters make money as well.
But they would have to know when they were sort of signing up for you how much they were going to pay you, whether it was a percentage, whether it was a flat fee, what that flat fee was. That's what I'm asking.
Sure. It's unique because, you know, the fee here, there's a lot of variables in this business. Unlike, you know, some other industry, here to standardize it across is not that simple, because in terms of your pricing, in terms of what you charge, depends a lot upon, you know, what you are moving, the cargo type, the lane, you know, how far you're going, what kind of trucks are required, the weight. So there are multiple variables which kind of define the pricing here.
Well, JD, Janardan Dalmia, CEO of Trucking, thanks very much for joining us this morning, and good luck with your venture.
Thank you for having
Thank
me.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.